You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What the fuck is that?
What is, you know what? You do it.
Let's do this like it's a podcast. I want you to do it. You're King. You're the voice of the show.
I can't do it today. Hi, Naomi and Andy.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome.
Welcome to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers. Do you guys not take bullshit from fuckers? Do you actively go out of your way not to take bullshit from fuckers? Because that's what this show is all about.
I would say the older I get, the less bullshit I take from fuckers. Yeah. I get into my dad mode. My dad's stern.
Yeah.
He's a stern man that doesn't take bullshit from fuckers.
Yeah.
Because I do. I just have to put the skin, not to get Buffalo Billy, but I put the skin of my dad on.
And then, like, okay.
If someone's trying to fuck me over, I pretend to be him.
Do you tuck and
roll?
Just like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's now a second penis. So sure.
Right. Right. You put all the skin. We forgot exactly. About that part. You put all the skin. When you say you put the skin on, you go top to bottom.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. I'm like a TGI Fridays appetizer. Skin on.
What does that mean? TGI Friday?
I thought of, I'll tell you what my mind was. When you said skin on, all I could think of was those like potato appetizers.
Potato skins?
At your whatever fine casual dining.
Yep.
Franchise you go to.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I see where you went.
Naomi, do you take bullshit from fuckers?
Well, I think I have to wait for Kane to ask me. You can't ask me. I gotta wait for Kane or Greg to ask.
I love
this.
This
is not our program.
I was trying to take the focus off the potato skins.
Andy took control, which I
did. He did.
Naomi,
you're welcome to host the show, Andy.
Go ahead, Andy.
Go right ahead, man.
Welcome to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with Andy, everybody.
Hey, Greg, do you guys take bullshit from fuckers?
I try not to.
You're taking his bullshit right now. Mm-hmm. You're letting him come up in here and tell you how to do in your own house.
Oh, shit, you're absolutely right. That's absolutely true.
I love it. And Naomi is showing us how to be blocking. That's one of our things on the show, always be blocking. I think we're going to have to block Andy from the episode because he's trying to usurp. Take over. I don't think we can have that.
Yep. Director's cut. Take away my track.
Thank you guys for coming on to the show. You guys have a show called Couples Therapy.
Indeed.
We love it on this show. You guys had Greg on.
Absolutely. Greg and his better half. And it was honestly one of the greatest nights in the before times. And it was so funny.
It was such a good night. God, that was a fun night.
And it was just so funny because, you know, Greg really came up there. He was like, I thought there were going to be no people at this show. And he, like, started the whole set being like, what are you all doing here? And that was very
well, because it was – well, because also it wasn't just that. It was young. It was so young. There were so many young people there. And I just thought that's just so together to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to, like, kiss your butt, though. What I think is great, though, is that a good comic is a good comic. I don't want to say regardless of the audience, but I mean that because you look down and you're like, oh, young, I don't know if they'll identify with this. And then you and Amir just killed it.
Crushed it.
It was just.
Thank you.
And that was magic. It was magical evening.
It was really good. I was just thinking about it today. In fact, I just was thinking about that. Because, you know, Amir and I don't do stuff that often, you know, especially on stage, live on stage stuff. And that was just such a great night. So good.
It reaffirmed your relationship. And that's what we're about, really. You know, keeping people together.
And then we stop podcasting.
Hey, maybe it's you, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's me. Classic.
Oh, classic. Before we get to our question, I want to ask Naomi and Andy, are you guys on Venmo?
Yeah. Yes.
You are? Okay. Here's the thing about our show.
Add me.
Go and be friends with Greg on Venmo. Now, not a lot of people plug their Venmo. on the show, on any podcast, really. No one ever plugs their Venmo. And so
that's all I plug. When I go on shows, I plug my Venmo. Find me on Venmo, send me $10. Or ask me for $10, I'll give you $10.
Just ask. Anyone can just ask you.
and you left, but people have asked me for $10 since I started doing this. And I've given them $10. I've also been given somewhere up in the hundreds of dollars.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, you know, that made me... I was getting money from white people after the Civil Rights remix, and I said, I'll take every penny. You know what I mean? Last summer, I was just like, give me the Venmo, I'll take it. I posted it as a joke. I was like, you want to help a black person? Here's my Venmo. And a lot of people Venmo'd me.
Yeah, a lot of white guilt out there.
I know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I love that you referred to it as a remix. That's exactly right what remix. It was. It was a civil rights remix.
It really, people came out last summer. It was popping
off. Yeah, we
off.
Pumped up the jam. Yeah.
We truly did.
We gleaned the cube.
It was a lot.
So if you're feeling froggy and decide you want to plug your Venmo, please do at the end
at
of the
Naomi Dashek Paragon. Okay, you'll figure out how to spell it. My picture is very glamorous because I believe that if you are asking for money, you should put your best face forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And why not? And why not blow up on Venmo?
Why not?
Why get all concerned with Instagram, TikTok, or any of these other ones? When really the business needs to be done on Venmo.
Yeah, has anyone gone viral on Venmo yet?
Greg Barrett.
I'm trying.
We're doing everything we can to get at It's Gregers on Instagram over on Venmo because he's at Greg-Barrett on Venmo. Yeah. We want to blow that up. Just be his friend.
Absolutely.
We have a question. We got a question in from Jenny. Am I being unrealistic in my relationship? Hello, Pat, Kane, and Greg. And Naomi and Andy, I love the podcast and recommend it to literally every friend. I also give the warning not to listen at work because you will laugh out loud and coworkers will stare. I wanted to say thank you for producing the podcast and becoming part of my Tuesday routine. I, of course, am writing in with men troubles. I've been dating my current boyfriend for about 10 months, and although we are long distance, it's only a 3-hour drive, so we were seeing each other typically every weekend. He truly is a great person and has 95% of what I want/need in a partner. My issue is that I am his first girlfriend, so I am having to train him, which is even more difficult during the summer when he's working 12-plus hours a day and we don't get to talk nearly as much. I know he is a social butterfly, and that's one of the things I love about him, but I didn't consider how jealous I'd get when he's hanging out with females outside of work. Specifically, he is on a volleyball team with coworkers, and he is doing a lot of networking events since his industry is opening back up. I really do trust him, so that's not the problem. I'm upset/jealous that he is choosing to spend time with these people instead of me, even though time with me would be spent over the phone. Like I said, I knew that he was a social person. He's one of those people who never checks their phone when they're living real life. I've brought my issues up with him, and I let him know that I think more communication would help me out for the rest of the summer when he's working 12-plus hour days. I'm not sure what I should do next. I clearly communicated all the issues that I am having, so I don't want to continue to bring it up and nag him. How long should I wait to see change in his behavior? Should I bring it up again? I had a major heartbreak 2 years ago, so my number one concern is making sure I don't give my heart to someone who is obviously going to break it. I hate feeling jealous, so my first thought is to break up with him and eventually find someone who only wants to spend time with me.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Continue.
Wow. That spontaneous laugh that she could not control tells me.
Unrealistic, unhealthy, I know. We're only 23, but like I said, he has 95% of the things I want and need. Do I go looking for someone who has 100%, or am I lucky to find someone who has 95%? I am also trying to look at things with a positive perspective, and I think this time period would be a good time for me to work on my codependency and make more friends in my area. I feel like we are through the disillusionment relationship stage and we'll be in the decision stage for the next few weeks. I would like to know your opinion because I can talk myself in circles literally all day long. Thank you and feel free to let me know if I'm just being a dumb bitch, Jenna.
Jenna, you're not a dumb bitch. You're not a dumb bitch, Jenna.
No, don't put that on yourself.
Never. That's something I say to myself around the house.
And I tell her to stop. Don't call yourself that.
Don't use that language.
No. That being said, Jenna.
I find in a lot of these things that the person already knows the answer to what they, and they're kind of like saying it by the language that they use when they write the letter.
Yes.
And that we're here to just affirm what their brain is already screaming at them from the inside.
Yeah, totally. You know, all the things that she said about her boyfriend, she should be grateful that he doesn't look at his phone when he's doing social things, that he has friends, that he has a social life, that he's interested in people. In the long term, that's what you want. You don't want to be stuck with somebody every day.
Absolutely. Well, because here's the thing. Okay, I have so many thoughts. Okay, first of all, now, the last 10 months was pandemic time. Mm-hmm. So we also need to look at what this relationship looked like, even with distance, when it was like, well, I know you're at home and I know I'm at home. So now you are dealing with, oh, and the actual frustration with long distance, which is each person having a life and not knowing what that life is. But Jenna need her own damn life.
Yes.
Jenna, you need to phone a friend. You need to join a league. You need to get a book club, bitch. Now, you got to get up in there.
Start your own volleyball league.
And then compete against his.
Yes.
And then you have away games.
What a rom-com. What a true rom-com.
I think that's what it is. And especially at 23, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is when you make friends. You know, I'm 37, honey. I ain't meeting nobody new. But it's like, Jenna, this is your time.
No, you're meeting new people. You just don't want to be their friend.
Absolutely. Correct. I don't follow up.
My dance card is full.
Don't follow up.
Yeah, the thing that's attractive about the guy is everything about him that doesn't involve her. I mean, that's what attracts anybody to anybody. It's like, look at what type of person they are as I'm meeting them now. They weren't in my life before, and what's attracting me is who they are as a person before I fucking came in there. And now that I'm in there, I want all of this attention that I find very attractive. But if you peel all those layers away, the things that made him attractive to you, and you toss those in the bin, and now he's yours 100% of the time, he's not going to be attractive anymore.
Right.
He's going to be the least attractive person because he gave up on all these things that he wanted for himself to make you his full priority. You don't want that. As much as you think you might want something like that, you don't want somebody looking at you 100% of the time. Yuck. I'm trying to shit. Get out of here.
Maybe she's a narcissist. Maybe she does want that.
But no, but here's what I wonder, though, because I agree, because obviously when she's like, do I need somebody who's going to be there all the time? But here's my question, though. Maybe she does not like a long distance relationship.
Yes.
That could be it, too.
That's what I, when I said she already kind of knows what she wants to do, I don't know if she may like this person, but she does not like the setup. Even if she likes this person, likes 95% of them.
Which is a whole lot of percent.
That's a great percentage.
Honey, I like 82% of you.
wait, 82? That's a B. I thought you at least 85. A B. Right, I'm not a solid B.
I'm going to give you a solid B.
My wife likes me in the 60s somewhere.
I don't think she enjoys this setup. And I don't know, unless they like move closer to each other. 3 hours is a lot. 3 hours is like, is Philly to Altoona. Or something like that.
Altoona.
Just think about that, guys. Think about that distance that we all can recognize in our brains right now.
Yeah.
That we all understand as being.
Oh, fuck. I got to go to Altoona this weekend. I mean, I really like her, but Altoona, dude.
I got to go to Altoona? What's an Altoona?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not like an easily traversable distance for a relationship.
Depending on especially traffic, you know?
Yeah.
And
unless that changes, I don't think this is going to be something she is happy in.
But maybe if she gets a life. But maybe if she gets a life, right? Because she said I should make more friends where I am.
Right.
And who knows if she gets her a social life. Because I get that, though. I know that feeling of like, you know, when you don't have anything going on. And so you're like, what are you doing? Why are you busy? Right. You know, when you don't have shit else to do. Like, I get that.
Right. Right. She also said early on that she was training him.
Right.
Right. That was one of those words that.
Yeah. That was a standout to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So like I'm giving him the ins and outs of what it's like to have a girlfriend and I'm training him on this. I hate the idea of training like a person is an animal that's trainable. I really hate it.
Okay, white men. I see you're bristling at the idea of control. Okay. But I will say this, though. I'm a firm believer in you teach people how to treat you. Like, so you do have to say, like, hey, if you're going to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, like the Spice Girls thing, whatever. But like, you just tell them, like, this is what I'm about as mm-hmm. a partner in a relation.
Got to get less with your friends.
Absolutely. If you're going to be my lover, you
it does seem like in this situation, he needs to be training her in a way, saying, yeah, look, I play volleyball, which is innately sexy.
That's a sexy thing to do.
That's absolutely a sexy thing for anybody to do, man or woman, playing volleyball.
Shirtless.
But in jeans. Okay. Volleyball in full.
Cut off, like, with the little stream things from your jeans.
Sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, like, when you cut jeans, there's those little, like, threads.
Strings?
Yeah.
The denim threads? All right, continue,
straight
Gregory.
Things?
Continue,
Gregory.
What I'm
talking about.
Continue, Gregory.
But, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. This guy has a life. Now you met this girl and she doesn't seem to have one. I also think, like, especially at 23, she goes to get a life. She has her friends. Uh-oh, I met somebody.
Yeah.
You know, she meets somebody in her area that's not 3 hours away. And now she's building this life with this other on all, like, all of a sudden there's this meet cute there on their, mm-hmm. in their volleyball squad or whatever. Like, I feel like that's a real possibility. I think, you know, break up with the guy because the distance and you're not fulfilling yourself in your own life. So putting all of it resting on that guy, I'd break up with him just for that, you know, just because mm-hmm. it's like, what's the point? How is it worth it if the struggle is already kind of like this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless you're going to get close, you know, geographically closer, it may just not be sustainable for you. And that's okay. But you still need friends, even if you have a boo who's near you. You're going to need mm-hmm. to have some friends because even a boo near you,
yeah.
you know.
What are you doing? Going to bucket a buppo on your own?
What are you, Andrew, can you stop it? You are just taking us off course.
Bucket a beppo.
Do you mean bucket a beppo? Bucket a beppo.
I was just imagining her on her own sitting there with this, like, family style.
I was going to say, the family style.
Around her.
Oh my God. I love the idea of somebody going to bucket a beppo by themselves. I do family style by myself. I just go by myself. I do family style.
Yeah. If you build it, they will come. You know, yeah. So you order family style, a family will appear eventually.
Somebody will show up.
That should be their commercial.
Like, Olive Garden is when you're here, your family. But Book of the Beppo is when you're here, you'll get a family.
Yes!
Hey everyone, are you sick of taking bullshit from fuckers and want direct help from Greg and myself? We hold a bi-monthly workshop on Zoom for people who not only want to stop taking bullshit from fuckers, but want to recognize fuckers before they even smell the bullshit. We have helped many people from our workshops. Previous attendees have said, thank you for the tune-up, DTBFF crew. I will definitely utilize this again and again. Go to don'ttakebullshitfromfuckers.bigcartel.com to secure your seat and stop taking bullshit from fuckers. You can also find this link in the show's description.
We have a theme song that leads into this, but we have several different versions. We have the original made by me. Then we have the two remixes that are made by Pat. One of them is a kid show version and the other is a death metal version. Which would you like to hear?
Greg, you didn't do like a ska mix of it?
That's coming. Yeah. It was hard to get horns during the pandemic.
True. A lot of trombone players got COVID. That was the problem.
They kept picking it up. Pick it up. Sorry. That's all I know about ska.
Pick it up.
Kids version?
Yes, kids version, please. Kids Bop version.
Kids Bop version. Ooh, that's what we're calling it from now on, Pat. Kids Bop version.
Let's do it.
This is the theme song. For What Does This Mean song? The theme song for What Does This Mean song? We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Memes are something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you with all the bullshit in your life, and memes are just like that poster of a cat hanging from a tree, and it says, hang in there, baby, you're Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
It felt very Oktoberfest towards the end.
Oh, God. That one's so funny to have people listen to out of context. I have one here that says, just when the caterpillar thought the world was ending, she became a butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate that caterpillar.
I hate the butterfly. I hate the pupa. I hate the cocoon.
The larval stage.
I hate every stage of this.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't know. People are really into butterflies as like this sign of rebirth or some shit. And I'm like, their wings are literally tissue paper.
Yeah.
And
then that's just the signal that they're like, that's like middle age, right? And then they're gone. Is that true?
You just said it. Why'd you ask them?
Well, I'm just saying that. I mean, I can't, like, the lifespan of a fly is like, what, a couple days at most? So a butterfly, which has the word fly in it,
a month?
Yeah,
maybe?
It can't be that long, correct? So, like, if anything, that's just like, that's basically saying, like, just when I thought I was doomed, I was actually doomed. The Grim Reaper came and tapped me on the shoulder.
Interesting.
And now I have a beautiful shawl, but I'm falling straight into the grave.
Beautiful shawl.
Where do butterflies? Where do butterflies go at the end of the day? They used to be caterpillars. So where's home?
Wow, that's a very good question. Their home is destroyed. Whoa. In the process of growth, they destroyed their cocoon.
Yeah, right.
So they've got nothing.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think this actually? There's a person out there where they're like, oh yeah, this really gave me comfort. Because right, that's the whole point of this, right?
Yes, they do.
Give some kind of comfort.
I believe they do.
You think there's someone out there who saw that and was like, they were dusting their precious moments figurines.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, that's right. That is right.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that you read that and think about, like, how does a caterpillar not know it's going to be a butterfly? You know what I mean? Isn't that why they'd go there voluntarily?
Voluntarily?
To wrap themselves up and then become a butterfly. Like, if you went in your own instincts and you're like, just start wrapping yourself up, you'd be like, oh shit, is it over? you would something good's gonna happen.
Right.
Like, even if you don't know you're gonna grow beautiful wings, then you know, you'd still think like something new is gonna happen. No one thinks they're gonna die.
But I will tell you this, I've always imagined that process is painful. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just the depression in me.
No, they're liquefied. They become liquefied in the cocoon, and then the goo like reforms.
Is that really what happens?
Yeah,
I thought they were just a caterpillar, and then like these wings start to like kind of grow out, and they're like
It completely transforms them. It turns them into this like
that's gross.
Goop that then reforms them into a butterfly.
Yeah. Do you think that's where Gwyneth Paltrow came up with goop?
Yes.
Making herself a butterfly.
Yeah, she thought about like the junk that's inside a cocoon.
Yeah.
She was walking around one day in her estate and she smashed a cocoon and she's like, huh.
Goop.
Huh.
Oh, goop.
Anonymous. These are my parents' inspirational quotes. Hey guys, nice show. I know you read inspirational quotes from the internet every week. I'm not on social media as of February this year. Congratulations. God damn it. That's the most inspirational thing I've heard all day. I went from an influencer to fuck all internet real fast. Yay to complete deconstruction of identity and a meltdown. Oh, God.
Yeah, and that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like the right course from influencer to like, I'm done with the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Influencer existential crisis.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off social media.
Yeah.
And now she's a butterfly. I brought it back.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Greg. Greg, this is your fault.
I know. It is my fault.
What?
I've encouraged
you. Just when I thought everything was going well, the butterfly thought. The grave came for me.
Instead of hunting down quotes online, I present you with a list of what my family says in times of hardship or to inspire. Here's some normal stuff. Everybody can be anybody.
Okay.
Maybe that's like a positive, like think about like in terms of like identity or like gender identity or something like that. The idea that like it is fluid or can be fluid.
All right. Okay. Maybe they're woke. Okay.
She says all the possibilities of what a human being can do, used to both inspire to do great things and to point out that everyone can be a notorious dipshit. Everybody can be anybody.
Yes. I like that actually. I like that a lot.
This one says the most important day of your life is today.
Oh my God, I hate those. I hate anything that's like
puts so much pressure on the day.
Exactly.
Can't the day just be kind of okay? I'm going to go for a run, and then I'm going to fucking sneak back into my room and watch Selling Sunset.
Stop watching that privately.
And then I'm going to have a dinner, and it's going to all be okay. I didn't see shit.
Right.
I did. I cleaned the litter box.
Yeah, that's who's easy. That's who's easy in the day.
But they also say things like the list below. There is some wisdom behind them, yet the sayings are strange and strangely lovely. I know what all of them mean, but would love your take on them. Can you assess the meaning? Warning, a lot of ass-related content, some urination content. A lot of ass, some urine. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
No matter where you turn, your ass is always behind you.
Kane loves it. He is delighted.
It makes my day.
If only you and I had asses.
I know. We're without ass. Andy, do you have an ass?
No.
Yeah,
flat too?
It's not that flat.
It's flat. Oh. It's okay.
It's not juicy. But I wouldn't say it's not flat as a board.
It is light as a feather, flat as a board. It really is.
We're known on the show as mostly pants. We're guys who don't fill out the pants area. If you want to see our ass, you'd have to go through a lot of pants.
Okay.
We're mostly pants.
I would get that if somehow I become a little more famous in this town, that I'm going to get really like insecure about and get butt implants.
Yeah, you might get butt implants if you get big enough. Yeah, more famous. You're like, what do I need? Butt implants. Now that, okay, what does this thing mean though? Wherever you turn, your ass is behind you. So is that like, no matter what you accomplish, you're still full of shit? Mm-hmm. Like, is that the vibe?
Oh, possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or that you'll never spray yourself with your own feces?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. This one
unless
says,
you're in child's pose. And then you'll shit all over your feet.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so inspirational.
Unless you're in Warrior 2.
This one says, don't take to heart, take to ass.
All right.
Like, don't take it, you know, don't be too precious about stuff.
Yeah, like, don't take it personally. But what does it mean to take something to ass? You see what I'm saying? Because that feels very personal. Oh, yeah.
Don't torture your ass when you can't take a shit.
It feels like they just put together, like, don't piss where your ass don't drink. It's like, what?
Just put ass in, substitute another phrase.
Yeah, it's like Mad Libs with ass and then piss, I assume.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love the idea of someone doing Mad Libs and they're like, don't torture your ass when you can't take a shit. And then someone else goes, uh-huh. Someone burned that into a wood plank.
I know that you would. I was totally thinking these like wood planks. Or like live, laugh, love, don't torture your ass.
Okay, this is the last one. More sweat, less piss.
Okay, I get that. That feels like that should be on a no fear t-shirt. Remember those, right? Like that's something about exercising.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Yes, absolutely. She said, also, my family lives in Siberia, and I translated these masterpieces for you. Okay, bye. That was from Anonymous.
There we go, Anonymous. Yes, okay, yes. A Siberian vibe. That explains everything.
If I was in a gulag, these, of course, would be the things I said.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I get
Boy.
Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. I get about, I would say, what would you say? Like maybe 60-40 love for this idea. It's like 60% of it is hate and 40% of it is love, would you say? That's pretty generous, right? Okay.
That's about right.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you who hates it, as you can see in the room who hates it, but I had this idea for a silent date where you prepare a lot of things the day before this date. You get like food to go, you go out, pick places you're going to be, kind of like plan the whole date out the day before. And then when you're on the date, you don't talk to each other.
Okay.
What's the point of it?
And the point of it to me was, you know, you build like a better, deeper understanding of each other through a different form of communication. Like you learn to communicate with each other without having to do it verbally.
Okay. Question. Mm-hmm. When would you be taking such a date? Are you in a relationship? Or is this like a funky date for?
Yeah.
No. This would be like.
Yeah, it is. No, it's exactly what it was.
No, it
this
isn't.
Who said it was like date 4 or 5? It's a funky date 4.
Why do you always put it lower in the date? At first, I was like, it's like date 7. And he's like, yeah, I remember when you said it was date 5. I go, I never said it was date 5. Now all of a sudden it's date 4. You're going to say it's my first date idea, you ass. Yes.
Or like you just stop responding on Tinder and you're like, I was just being silent.
It's a silent date.
Yeah, it would be like, you're like, I like this person and I kind of want to get to know them on this like new deep level. And so here, I'm going to get like their favorite type of food. I'm going to have it all ordered and ready to go like through the apps, pick it up. And then like we go to like the park or the beach or whatever. And you just like have this, you create a Spotify playlist. So when you're in the car, you're driving and you listen, you already have preloaded music. Naomi hates it.
I hate this. It literally feels like hell to me. I feel in my chest is an existential scream.
Yeah.
And the idea that.
Well, I'm trying to be empathetic and I'm trying to like think because like my first instinct is that this is a terrible idea. But like for me and Naomi, this would be a terrible idea. We like talking too much. But we also been together for 12 years, so we kind of know each other's like.
Well, we have a silent date if we just eat and play Candy Crush.
Yeah,
and are not talking.
Like,
no, so that's different. That's what I mean, right? Because like early in a relationship where it's like, because you know what it is that gets me immediately? The idea of just silently listening to each other chew. Just chewing. You don't want
mastication date.
It's so true. It's so true.
Jaw sound. but wait. Okay. Have you done this before? And if you have done this, I need to know what like you actually learned. No, this is just a hypothetical.
This is all
you have to do this.
You have to do it.
You
have
to stop asking and start
doing. That's a meme, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Well, here's the thing is like I'm with somebody now and I actually, while we were talking, sort of like told her the idea from the podcast and then initially said she liked it. And then as we got like deeper into like months of dating, she was like, oh, that was a dumb idea. I hated it. So I could never actually take her on it. Plus also she loves to talk. And also I've said many times, I'm a chatterbox as well. I love to talk. So yeah, no, that was one of my, I just had like an idea. And then I thought it was pretty harmless, but now I get kind of a little bit of a joy out of seeing how viscerally hated this whole thing. I think now we're at 70-30 now. That was so...
Yeah.
But you got angrier and angrier as I was saying the stuff.
Ugh, it's too much, but I now challenge any of the listeners, any big fans, I would like you to try it and report back. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Someone needs to actually
do this. Yeah, I
want to
hear what it's like from the field. Yeah.
Yeah. You need empirical evidence about how terrible an idea it is. you're not just us like saying it is.
My first thought would immediately be, if somebody brought this up to me, why don't you want me to talk? Like, what's happened that we got to go silent all of a sudden?
Because like, you're what a accusatory tone.
Yeah.
Do you know what it sounds like to me? It's like an internet, like someone typed like date ideas into Google.
Wow.
Andy, you are dragging him in his own home.
Oh, that hurt. Andy, that would hurt.
I'm so sorry. I really am sorry that I said that, but also
no,
it's
perfect. It's number two. It's number two. It's the number two most popular date.
But I do wonder how long.
Besides hot tubbing.
I wonder how long it could go, though. Like, I do think, for instance, not if I'm like, okay, we have to do this as much as I'm like, I wonder how long we could be out in the world together without saying anything.
Oh, yeah, make it a game where like, something's on the line. like, you know, $10,000.
Whoever breaks first, whoever talks first. Cause like, it's funny. Cause like Andy and I are very bonded by like, we like to roast things and like, but at the same time, one of the things that really we established early in our relationship is the look. Like when we both see something, we will both like, we'll share a look that's basically like this bitch. You know what I mean? Like we have that dynamic out in the streets. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could like silently communicate for like a full hour or like a full trip to Trader Joe's.
Sure.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Maybe break it up into increments, like time increments. Let's see how. Let's see if we can go an hour, and then you keep pushing it. Oh man, it's coming together. See, see. Initially, this is what happens, Greg. Look at Greg. This is what happens. This is what happens. Everyone wants to shit on it initially, and then they're like, "Hey, what about if maybe we did this, or maybe if you sprinkled in a little bit of this?" And all of a sudden, this fucking becomes a good idea. Now it's like your idea. Now Naomi and Andy are like, "You know what we thought of? The silent."
I would never. I would never present that to anyone.
Well,
what about our parents? Oh, that would be great. A silent date with your parents?
So they don't have to judge you?
Oh, I
I'd like that. Idea. Yeah, I'd I'd like an hour of talking with my wife. I'd love that. If she'd be interested, if she'd be interested in talking, like for an hour.
We have a Reddit remix. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Reddit remix. She doesn't like ice cream. That's the title of this.
Huh.
I've been dating this girl for almost a month now. We saw a movie together, and when we got out, it was a perfect summer night. I immediately knew that a little night scream would absolutely hit the spot. I said to my girlfriend, who I'll call Moose Tracks.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Rude and hurtful.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's an ice cream.
Yeah,
but come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Who I'll call Ooey Gooey.
Jesus.
That I knew a couple of super cute local ice cream shops if she was down because some cake batter would totally fuck. And she goes, no, I actually don't really like ice cream. So obviously I'm like, what the fuck? Nobody dislikes ice cream. Even veganism allows exceptions for ice cream. So you can see why this is concerning. Concerning? That's a strong word.
Well, I thought it was actually a tame word considering this is a person who said ice cream would really fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, ice cream would fuck. Was like, yeah. I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. So they're like, that really blows the shit out of my ass. Like, who is this guy?
I don't mean to be dramatic. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I don't mean to be dramatic here, but I feel like it's a massive red flag. And I know a lot of you will probably comment how, yeah, if it's been almost a month and the topic of ice cream hasn't come up yet.
I'm just laughing at Kane's reaction.
Why would that come up?
The topic of ice cream, yeah, is a concept.
Why would ice cream come up? Do you like dogs? Would you ever consider living together? Oh, wait, do you like ice cream? Before we get going. What the fuck? Okay. She's probably not the one, but she crushes pizza, so I guess I thought she wasn't crazy.
Wait, what is that? Crushes pizza? This person is wild. This is also exactly what I imagine Reddit to be. Yeah. Meaning using this exact language.
Yes. Yep. Unhinged.
Yeah.
Completely unhinged.
When Moose Track saw the look of disgust on my face, she tried to redeem herself by claiming she's lactose intolerant. But if that's the case, she can just take lactating pills, or at the very least...
Wait, did you say lactating pills?
Did he write lactating pills?
Yes, did he write lactating pills?
Yes!
Is he dating a wet nurse?
I love it.
Totally. He's totally dating a wet nurse. Moose Tracks the wet nurse.
Excuse me, nurse Tracks.
The baby seems hungry.
lactating pills.
Oh, my God. Nurse Trax.
She crushes the lactating pills.
These lactating pills really fuck.
I am delirious with joy. This is great.
This is just one click over from a QAnon post.
Oh my God. Okay. Should I just dump her when when I see her next week? I really just don't need this kind of energy in my life right now.
What? For her sake, dump her. Yes. Save her. Jesus.
Oh, she's always joking about hot girl summer, but hot girls eat ice cream. God, fuck this guy.
This guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, indeed.
This is a guy who wants to live life like a beer commercial.
Yeah, definitely. Does. She smashes pizza. And she does not, but ice cream, it fucks, and she doesn't want to fuck with ice cream.
Ice cream fucks.
Ice cream?
Honestly, do you know what it sounds like? She wanted the date to be over. And he's like, hey, you want to get some ice cream? And she's like, oh, no, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm sorry. I got to go.
Totally. She crushes pizza, so she's not lactose intolerant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The only other option is she gives me a summer hall pass strictly for ice cream dates.
What is with this guy and ice cream? Can't you eat ice cream when the other person's not eating ice cream?
Yeah, I have walked to Ample Hills before on my own and gotten an ice cream cone and walked back.
I know. Well, it's also, for instance, like, I like sweets, but I'm also very kind of, I have a dramatic relationship with food. Meaning, so, like, I have to, like, allow myself to eat stuff. I have to, like, be in a certain headspace. Mm-hmm. Like, it couldn't just be a hot summer night. Like, it would literally be like, do I deserve ice cream or am I a stupid bitch? Our friend earlier. Like, for instance, like, I just won't just have stuff. But I'm also, like, we've been, like, where I'm like, have it. Just because I'm not having it doesn't mean, like, you shouldn't have it. It's also, like, not a judgment on whether or not you want it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, not as... Or for instance, like, I don't really like cake. I much prefer like a brownie, a warm cookie. Mm-hmm. I like a baked good hot out of the oven.
Yes. See, I think cake fucks.
I'm flour intolerant. I'm a cake gluten intolerant. Only cake flour or whatever. But yeah, but I'm like, you totally like, we're very like, go eat what the fuck you want to eat.
I'm an adult. I'm an adult. I don't need Naomi to like any of the stuff I like. You have to have some kind of overlap with someone, right? You have to have some kind of like food overlap and like movie overlap. I don't think you like almost any. I think we like Paul Simon. That may be the only overlap.
Oh, I don't know the music. I don't know anything he's playing. Right? I don't know what's happening.
Like Open Mike Eagle. There's a couple things we like that are the same. But like most of the stuff we don't. And I don't need you to like the things I like.
Exactly.
Right?
No. We like each other. We like to sleep. What else do you need?
Yeah, what else do you need? Work? No, man, that it really is it. I mean, at the very end of the day, you get it down to those two couple things. Do you like to sleep? I love to sleep. And I like you. I don't know why I like you. We don't like any of the same things. Amira and I don't like any. We have like crossover. We both love clothes. But music, not anywhere close. Mm-hmm. Movies, not anywhere. Like, she gets annoyed when I say the word Marvel.
Wow. I mean, this guy, I mean, it gets better at the end here. I want to just finish this off real quick because he says the only other option is she gives me a summer hall pass strictly for ice cream dates.
Right.
But she's highly unlikely to agree to that, even if I promise that we won't share flavors. She's deeply insecure.
She is. Definitely. Yeah.
That's the part that really intrigues me about this guy. How do I get rid of this monster? Well, you just break up with her. That's the easiest part. But I just think it's so funny how people who are so insecure, they need to share everything, like every aspect of their life needs to be shared. And they're like, they don't like this. That's obviously a red flag. They don't like the things I like. They don't dislike the things it's like, it's weird because like the girl I'm with now, we like and dislike a lot of the same things. Like we talk for hours about why we hate camping.
Yes.
I hate it so much. And at the end of like this long tirade, she was like, okay, I think you're the one. And I was like, I think you're the same. I think the same. And but I didn't need that. Like she could have liked camping and I would have been fine with it. I don't give a shit. What a dumb, funny person this man is.
Also, though, let's also say, like, you've been together a month and that's your girlfriend, you're 15. Like, that is very childish.
Yes.
And also that idea, too, of, because we always talk about this, like, that idea of your partner having to like what you like is very high school. You know what I mean?
Totally.
When the things you like are your identity.
Right.
Yes. You know? Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this is a young person. A very young person who says ice cream fucks. And
oh, my God.
The other big tell is that he goes on ice cream dates like you want to go on a silent date. Like, whoa. The ice cream date is a thing to him. So whoa, much so that he has to find someone else to go with him because he's got to have an ice cream date.
I got to get a malted with someone else.
It's like 1950s.
We just get ice cream together. We just get ice cream together. What are you tripping for? What are you so jealous about?
Yeah,
you don't even like it.
Yeah, you won't wear poodle skirts. Listen to the Big Bopper with me.
Oh, my God. Wear my Letterman jacket and put a straw in this milkshake or fuck you.
By the way, what if when he said, how do I get rid of this monster? He actually meant his own brain. How do I get rid of
it? There it is.
Inside myself.
Because that's the monster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because that is exactly like a monster is always labeling the wrong monster. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, how is she a monster for being like, I don't really like ice cream. I get it. It's cold. What if she has sensitive teeth? And then also the feeling of like, I know, for instance, I like milkshakes, but I will not order a milkshake because nothing makes me feel like fucking Violet Beauregard in Willy Wonka, like a blown up
ball of
human, then like a milkshake. Like, they're so fucking heavy. And it's just like, what are we doing? Yeah, does that make me a monster? Or someone who knows their limits?
And I like how she panicked too. Like, she panicked when he was like, you don't like ice cream? I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, okay, cool. You could take these lactaid pills. Also, aren't you currently eating pizza? You're currently smashing pizza in your face.
But also, just imagine what his look must have been that she had to backpedal and reach for her mace.
Do you think she was like that? She's like, oh, he's going to go off on one of his fucking tirades again. Use this.
Exactly. He's that kind of guy where she's like, good.
Yeah, it's the same tirade he had at the end of Game of Thrones where he was just like, this is where they fucked up. And she's like, ugh, just sitting there taking it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Look, he says, how do I get rid of this monster? Don't worry. This monster has texted him and said goodbye. No, he ain't going to have to do it. She going to do it for him.
Wow. I'm so glad we picked the ice cream one. Bravo, Pat. That was wonderful.
That was, I did not believe it was going to be like that.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Thank you guys so much for doing this show. We love having you guys on.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Where can everybody find your stuff?
I'm on Venmo at Naomi Dash Aquarian.
I believe I'm on Venmo at Andy Dash Beckerman.
So just hit us up on Venmo, but I will not give you money, so don't request anything.
Right.
I'm not like Greg. I'm not generous.
No. Mm-hmm. We come from middle class backgrounds. So.
Well, also, if you don't have a black friend and that makes you feel bad, you can Venmo me whatever money you have left.
Oh my God! Yes, absolutely.
Venmo. Have you said something anti-Semitic lately? Why not Venmo me?
I'll absolve you.
What the fuck? What a funny thing. Like, all of a sudden you just start getting dollars. Like, all of a sudden you're just like, wow, a lot of people said something anti-Semitic today.
And we do live in America.
That's true. Yes, and you guys' show is called Couples Therapy.
Yes. We also drop on Tuesdays, so it's like while you're downloading this pod, download Couples Therapy, get into it. Greg and Amir's episode. It's a while back, but that just means you have to subscribe to find it.
Yeah, subscribe.
And if you're having trouble finding it, it's in the description of the show.
We're spoon feeding you.
Click. Bang, you're already there. Now you're listening at the end of this show, Couples Therapy.
Smash that podcast. Smash it. It fucks.
That podcast fucks.
Fuck yeah,
that podcast fucks.
Oh, man. It's the ice cream of If you're at all interested in any of the things, we just got, we're trying to look into the sock game for merch. We want to have Don't Take Bullshit from Fucker socks. So if you're at all interested in any of the merch we have, notebooks and whatnot, you can go to the Redbubble store, which is also in the link. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/DTBFF podcast. You can email the show at DTBFFpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the show at DTBFFpodcast on Instagram. Greg is at Greg-Barrett on Venmo. And you can call into the show and leave a voicemail. What's that number, Pat?
That number is 323-379-5544.
Don't take bullshit from fuckers.
Fuck them.
Hey there. If you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by the Reigning Monarchs, produced by Patrick Elliott.